shut. I hate it when you hiss and preach about your new messiah, 'cause your theories catch fire. I can't find those silver linings. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough. I'm covering my ears like a kid. When your words mean nothing, I'll go la la la. I'm turning up the volume when you speak, 'cause if my heart can't stop it, I'll find a way to block it. I got na 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 na. My 13-year-old son is funny. He's naughty, but in a funny way. Where does he get that from, eh? That's the thing, he's got my genetics. He's got my genetics. I brought him up, so at 13, anything that he is basically my fault. I can't understand some parents, including mine, that had any issues with their kids, 13 and under. That's all on you. Shine the mirror at yourself, love. And that's what I'm doing. And boy, does it look good. He's great, my son. He's me. He's me at 13. What's not to love? Adorable, clever, funny, and cute. Me and him, the same people, but in different worlds. So both of my kids are very sensitive to the whole gender thing. I said to my daughter the other week, look at that woman over there. She looks exactly like Grandma. And my daughter said, Daddy, how do you know it's a woman? For fuck's sake. Is that what you say now, is it? That person over there looks exactly like Grandma. I'm not saying it because she resembles her. You know, when people say, oh, you look a bit like, this woman looks exactly, it could be, is it Grandma? She lives 200 miles away, but it looks exactly like, it's a Christmas miracle. Why are you picking me up on the gender? That's not the issue. Oh, a T-Rex is attacking the house. He's just crushed the fucking car. How do you know it's a he, Daddy? That's not the important issue. We're going to die. You're going to be cancelled, Danny. That's what you're going to be. I grew up in the 80s. I'm sorry, you know? Fuck, don't cancel me. Anyway, my son is a naughty, funny boy. So when he was younger, he wanted a massive toy shark. Even then, when he was 6 or 7, when he asked for it, he knew the irony of it. He wanted just an enormous, the biggest toy shark he could get. And it's still on his bed. You know, he's had it for like 7 years now, and it's on his bed in an ever more ironic way. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Look, a nearly 14-year-old kid has a massive shark on his bed. Anyway, a while ago, I said, you're too old for that shark. And he said, he has a name. You know, and I said, okay, you're too old for Sharky. You need to get rid of him. And then, just to be obtrusive, he said, it's not a him, actually, Daddy. And I said, oh, sorry. You need to get rid of her. And he said, no, Sharky is non-binary. Sharky is non-binary, like Sam Smith. I'm not getting rid of them. Piss take, right? Naughty, but, you know, funny. And, you know, he doesn't really believe that, you know, obviously that the shark is non-binary, but I can't question it because I'll be the dinosaur then, you know? And somehow it immediately became more cruel, didn't it, to throw away a non-binary fluffy shark than a male fluffy shark. No one gives a fuck about the evil white and blue males, do they? No. You have to be non-binary nowadays for anyone to give a fuck about you.
So anyway, I took them to France for the weekend. And I said, you know, we're getting ready. And I said, have you packed your rucksack? And he said, yeah, look. And I said, that looks very full for one night away in Paris. And he said, yeah, yeah, I'm taking Sharky. And Sharky was in the rucksack. And he's just being naughty and funny. And I said, watching my language, but being fucking ridiculous at the same time. I said, you're not taking them. He said, what do you mean? I said, them. I said, oh, yeah, I reminded him. I said, you're not taking them. And he got arsey. And he said, oh, you're only saying that because they're non-binary. And I thought, shit. This is how people get cancelled, don't they? This is how people get cancelled these days. And let's hope I never repeat this story on a fucking podcast. Otherwise, they'll cancel me. And by they, I don't mean Sharky. Because he's a fucking toy shark. Don't you mean they are a fucking toy shark, Daddy? Fuck! I can't do this anymore. I need to block. I'm covering my ears like a kid. When your words mean nothing, I'll go la la la. That's love. True story.